One of the beautiful things in the yeshiva, that things aren't forced, is often gives the possibility to have real conversation about things. L'mashal Yuri, Yisrael, if a guy would take a gun and put it to my head, chas v'shalom, I'll call tzar shetloy tavi, but a guy would put a gun to my head, said, Kalish, give $1 to charity. What would I do? I'd give $1 to charity. You listen, a guy has a gun, he's armed and dangerous, I'm listening to him. But one thing, Yuri, I would never accept and would never be real is while he walks me to the charity box, if he wants to talk to me why charity is important, I promise that's not a real conversation. Like he's walking me to the box with the gun, says, oh, and I want to discuss why charity is so important. I don't know about you, I would not absorb that information with the gun to me. I said, put the gun down, we could talk about the importance of charity. Keep the gun up, I'm giving it, but I don't think right now I'm absorbing the lesson of how important charity is. I'm not absorbing that lesson because I don't feel like I have a choice in the matter. So I'm not absorbing the lesson about how important charity is. I feel like you're just forcing me to do something. I can't now absorb and decide and figure out that charity is important. You will see along the way with your own children, they're going to discover that they have a say. Kids will ask, what are you going to do about it? Saying, you can't force me. And the answer is, you're right, I can't. I can't. People think they can force their kid what school to go to. The problem is the kid could just get kicked out. So ultimately, you can force your kids. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. I can't force you. I actually want to talk to you about it. One of the beautiful things in a yeshiva that doesn't, they're milas and they're places that give punishment to a guy for not doing certain things, but I find it very, very hard to have sophisticated conversation about matters because it's not up, nobody's open to conversation, I'm in trouble. I want to talk about a topic, but I ask the guys, it's hard for people to listen on this topic. There's so much pressure and force and difficult feelings associated with the topic. I want to learn a topic in a beautiful way, which doesn't mean that we're there. It doesn't mean that we're there in an instant. The altar of Kelm said that one of his successes in his life is he was able to learn by a great Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrael Salanter, and he was able to not keep what he learned. He was able to understand that life's a process. You can learn something beautiful and slowly move towards. And the Altar of Kelm would hear things from his Rebbe, Rebbe Yisrael, would absorb it. And as he was ready, he would get there. You don't have to be there and be it already. We learn Torah to expand and to grow. We have to be patient with ourselves, but we don't reject everything we learn. It can't be true. It's interesting. Yesterday, I wanted to learn something with the guys yesterday that made a little, like, I don't want to say made anxiety. It created like a tension here. It was actually cool. We learned about a certain time that there's a time and a place that a person could stand up for honor and not be wrong. That's like, and we've all seen abuses of that, where somebody's just standing up for their own honor and it's not for Torah and calling it names. So it got us sensitive, but there could be a truth of L'shem Shamayim, somebody stands up for what's true. So slowly, that's how we get expansive. We hear things, we absorb things bigger than us, and things we're not ready to do yet, but we'd still learn and hear and work towards. So I want to speak about something that's a beautiful topic. Because youngsters are so pushed around on this topic, that it's hard. It's now 6 months into the year. I wouldn't learn this earlier in the year, because then it just becomes another like beating up. Nobody's beaten up. And I'm by nature, any regiment is hard for me. I'm like a flexible type of guy. I'm very into people and relating to people. And anything of like discipline and regiment is not always the easiest for me. I still want to learn the topic and know about the topic. So I wanted to study for a few minutes I wanted to study the topic of Tefillah B'Tzibur, of davening communal prayer of Tefillah B'Tzibur. I wanted to study it, knowing full well that that's difficult for a teenager, especially if somebody has ADHD and is challenged with times and organization, and a youngster who goes to sleep late and has trouble going to sleep on time. We could study something and gradually get there and be there and develop it without beating up. It's just a cool topic and a truth. And gufa, because in a place where you're punished and detention and you're forced, it becomes funny, the conversation. I want to explain why this is good too. I like that there's decisions. I like that there's not force here. I like that people are choosers and acknowledge. So I feel like we get the opportunity to learn things and absorb things and try things and push ourselves because nobody's forcing. We have that opportunity. So I want to study about Tefillah B'Tzibur. I want to study some specific nekudas to Tefillah B'Tzibur, to communal prayers. Chazal say, it's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches says as follows. Amar Reb Yochanan, ein tfilas ish ladam nishmas ela bebeis haknesses. Prayer is only heard in shul, says the Torah. The Torah was the Rosh's son. Pirush imat tzibur, what the tzibur? God only listens to the prayer of tzibur. That is a statement of Rabbi Yochanan Daf Ches, that Hashem hears the prayer of the tzibur. It said the words are in shul, and the Torah says pirush. His pshat is, it doesn't mean in shul, it means with the tzibur. By the way, it's machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim say that he's not talking about with the tzibur. And la halacha, the mechaber paskins this way, if you could daven in shul, you're in the dorm, you missed the minyan, you should daven in shul, but you should come here to pray. Because many rishayim, and the Beis Yosef, the mechaber speaks this out, he brings to Rabbeinu Yaina, who writes from the Ga'anim, that prayer is heard better in shul, even not with a tzibur. That there's an inyan, and Hashem hears prayer in a shul better. It's very fascinating. And a guy can ask, and is inbounds to ask, God didn't hear me when I was praying myself. I promise you Hashem heard you when you were praying alone. There's something about a shul that makes your prayer heard. The Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, from Rabbeinu Yaina, from the Ga'anim Paskins this way, that there's a power of a shul, even not at Seber, nobody's there. I had a very funny maisa. I love these type of stories. I was driving to Baltimore with a carload of guys, and the conversation in the car was about people who do things that nobody knows. We were talking a lot about the beauty of doing things that are just between you and God. The beauty of that, there's a tremendous beauty. There's something so authentic. We're all human, and we tend to be frum in front of others, to be very frum in front of other people. And certainly, it's nothing wrong. The Shemoneh Esrei we daven in front of others is a certain Shemoneh Esrei. And then we're alone in my house. It doesn't look like. In front of people, I want Shmuel Salzburg to like see how frum I am. I'm alone in my house, and the prayer is different. We were talking in the car a lot about doing things that nobody knows. And having something that's you and Hashem, you know, God knows, and how real that is, how beautiful that is. We were talking in the car. Guys were giving examples of things they've experienced, people they experience, to develop something that's through and through. I love a guy goes to an empty base medrash somewhere and learns that nobody sees. I advise guys once in a blue moon, find the time and like go learn somewhere, just you and Hashem alone. I don't want to say it because I don't want to bust his chill. Yehuda Krupp, because the type would do such things. Vinny, it's the word tzneus, a private person who has an inner world. It's not all about performance. It's not what others see. Don't shame yourself. You're normal. I promise I care what people think, and I want to do frum things. And don't not do frum because people think. We're all normal. And it's very gishmak. People see how stark we are. It's gishmak. once in a while, practice doing things that, because you see, because Hashem sees, because it's true, practice that once in a blue moon, you're alone in the facilities and clean up the bathroom. And nobody knows. You know why you did it? Because kind, because you're thinking about other people and you're kind. Do things that people don't know once in a while. And develop that, like there's something very deep you're developing inside of yourself, that there's a God. That there's a God, you and Hashem. Hashem sees, and Ayin Raya. God sees, you see, and you, like, you develop very deep place in yourself. Very, very precious. We were driving to Baltimore, Yehuda, and this was like the main topic in the car. It was being discussed, doing things that nobody knows. It was being discussed in the car. The bottom line is, it gets time to Mincha, and we want to daven with a minyan. And we start making calls. We were in the middle of no place. We start making calls. Menachem Wiener was with me. He's a genius. He'll tell you. He has a photographic memory. You can test it. He'll tell you the name of the place where we stopped. We made calls. And we found a frum shul that we thought would have minyanim. So we pull in about 15 minutes before shkia. Typical shul across America. You want to get a minyan, it's 15 minutes before shkia, before nightfall. So we pull into the shul, and it turned out they had no minyan, but there was one yid who goes there every single day to daven in a shul. It was so cool because the whole car ride, our conversation was on that guy who does things that nobody knows. It was a downpour of rain. And we were moved. There's a yid somewhere. He lives like nowhere. It's like off the globe. And there's a yid who, like, nobody knows about him. He's in this community. There's no minyan for mincha in his community. But this guy goes to shul, to daven mincha. It's beautiful. Yeah, we met him. We saw him. And he did tell us. We were like, what are you doing here? The guy, he was shocked. What are we doing here? We ended up learning with him, singing with him. I was so happy he got a gift from Hashemayim. God winked at him. He had a day. He probably still speaks about it, I imagine, till today, just like I speak about it. He had a beautiful day. We had a beautiful day. But I felt like it was a gift to us from Hashem. We were talking about doing things that nobody knows. And we met a yid who every single day goes to shul. And he prays in an empty shul. That's just him, because it's a mitzvah, a daven in shul. And it says that a prayer is answered in a base knesset. There's something about a shul. It's a makayim tefillah. Here, yidden daven, it gives it a kedusha. And there's a special passageway to Rabbi Yochanan saying that prayer is only heard in shul. Now, certainly one should learn and study what is that. God's everywhere, and I promise you, He hears you wherever you are. And that yet there's something about a shul, you go there, and it needs a lot of thought. Why there's a makom miyuchad for prayer? Why is there a place there I pray? You almost could hear, he davens at his house. Like, what's this inyan? And I'm not saying, Pshat, I want the guys to think about it. I want the guys to think about why that is that way. What's the viskinesis? But what I want to speak about is the Torah's pshat. Because the Torah says that when it means Hashem answers prayer, it doesn't just mean in shul. It means pirush imatzibur. When you pray with the tzibur. And I want to say, even lefi the rishayim that mean to daven in shul when nobody's there, the lashon that the mechaber brings is the place that the tzibur davens. The maila, even that yid who goes to shul and nobody's there, but why is the shul a maila, says the mechaber, it's miyochid l'tfila tzibur, because here the tzibur davens. So quite possibly the maila of the shul is I go where yidden daven. I'm part of the tzibur. I might not be able to join them. It might be later, earlier. But at least I'm part of the tzibur. And I go where they daven. I'm tzustelling, the Yiddish word tzustelling. I'm connecting to the tzibur. Now there's a tremendous potency to the point that Rabbi Yochanan said a tefillah is only heard with the tzibur. He said in shul, which either, according to Shem Rishayna, means in shul means with the tzibur, or at least it means in shul where the tzibur davens. What? It's called the base knesses. Thank you, Menachem. Thank you. The very term that we used for a shul, we say shul. I'll discuss what the word shul means. Rav Hirsch has a pshat. But how do we call shul? Beis Knesses. And the Lashon, the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan has ain't tefillah of nishmas, but Beis Knesses. Knesses means where Yidden gather. A prayer is listened where Yidden gather. I have a personal pet thing. In Eretz Yisrael, tour guides are great, and they take you on great tours. Tour guides like racking. You'll go to a kever, and they'll say, I know this and this tzaddik's not really buried here. Jokes on the world. And there's a lot of hack. Is he buried there? Isn't he? Remember, it's a long time ago, and they're different shitas. Please don't pay attention. Listen to your tour guide. Enjoy it. Tour guides are good. It doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter? Because the power to a place where Yidden pray. If Yidden go there to pray, it doesn't matter if the tzaddik's buried. Now, there's a mile of kivrei tzaddikim. But even if it's not the kever of tzaddikim, I'm very happy to go to a place. You know why? It's a Beis Knesses. Here, Yidden gather. There's a tremendous mile to go to a Beis Tefillah. I love davening by the Rebbe's kever. One of the main things that hits me is Yidden daven here. Yidden come. You can go there 3 in the morning. Yidden come to cry, to daven. It's crazy. Yidden come day and night. That's a place, Yidden daven, that's very, very holy. That's called the Beis Knesses. Here, Yidden gather to pray. It's a place where Yidden go. This is a place, a Beis Knesses. It's a gathering place for Yidden. Now, what I want to say about this Beis Knesses, this gathering place for Yidden, and tefillah b'tzibur. So either it means, like the Torah says, to daven with the tzibur, and prayer is only heard, there's some mile of connection to Hashem, in tefillah se'shel adam nishmas el Beis Knesses, which either means im tzibur, the Torah, or Rabbeinu Yainu says it means the place where the tzibur davens. La halacha, even if you missed minyan, a guy's in the dorm should come here and pray. Should come here. I see guys do it. It's the sheet that's Rabbi Yochanan. And you know why they're coming here? It's because tzibur davens here. Because the oilam davens here. It's a place where Yidden daven, and I'm part of the tzibur. Now, Viggy asks, what is this? What is this about the tzibur? About Knesses Yisrael, a base Knesses, here Yidden gather. What is this that's such a mile in prayer? What is this that's a mile in prayer? I'm an individual, and certainly Hashem relates to each and every one of us. Hashem relates to each and every one of us for our own unique kesher. What is this that a Beis Knesses, that there's a special mile of Beis Knesses? So there's a lot of things to say. I want to share one specific nekuda today that I saw. It's based on a sifri, but I saw brought that it says Hashem is our Father, Avinu Malkenu, Banim Atem Lashem Lakenim, you are children of Hashem. But I saw that we're children of Hashem when we are close to other Yidden. Hashem is an Av for Klal Yisrael. When we feel connected to other Yidden, Hashem is our Father. When we don't sushtel to other Yidden, so we're like pushing away Bechinas Av. The Av of us, there's a line I've heard said, if he is not your brother, a famous line, they say a whole story, I'm not going to repeat the whole story, but the line that a father says to his kid, if he's not your brother, I'm not your father. All the kids are my children. It's a nachas for the children when the brothers get along. When the brothers are close, a tremendous nachas for the tata. When you're the most bechinas av is when we're together with Am Yisrael, together with Klal Yisrael, that evokes bechinas av. When we're good to all Hashem's banim, evokes, it brings out Hashem's our tata, he's our father. I told the Chevra that there was a period in my life I was looking into. There was a guy who was doing a lot of harm to yeshiva. And I wanted to daven against this yid. I wanted to ask Hashem to like beat the stuffings out of this yid. He was writing letters against the yeshiva. He was threatening. He was a raidif. I wanted to daven. I started looking into the sugya of davening against the Yid. It's called Meiser Dina L'Shamayim, a Gemara in Gittin, a Gemara Baba Kama. There's a sugya of davening against the Yid. And I started looking in, very complex sugya. When you're allowed to daven against the Yid, when you can't. I was looking in. I tell you a realization, in studying the sugya, realization hit me. You ever had a guy goes up to a Rebbe in yeshiva and complains to the Rebbe about his son? Rebbe, your son's bothering me. Now, you're allowed to complain to a Rebbe against his son, but it's silly not to remember that the Rebbe loves him, he's his son. It's silly not to at least chap. You're talking about the Rebbe's son, be careful. You know, you're causing your Rebbe pain. He's his son. If you're like not cognizant of that, you're out to lunch. You go up to the Rebbe, your son. Like, you keep in mind, the Rebbe just got, like, has a deep pain. He likes his son. Keep that in mind. So when you talk to the Rebbe about his son, Rebbe, your son's such a good person. Like, you're like acknowledging, you're aware your Rebbe has very deep feelings for his son. To forget that, it's like out of whack. Now, you could complain to him about his son, but if you forget he's his son, that's a detachment from reality. There's a word, we're going to have word of the day, cognitive dissonance. Word of the day, say Avi, cognitive dissonance. What's cognitive dissonance? Is when you, cognitive is when you're brain aware. Dissonance is when you disconnect information. You willingly choose to live a lie. Is cognitive dissonance. Is that, Aaron, is that how to explain cognitive dissonance? Look it up. Cognitive, Avi, read to the Chevra, get us a trip. Shmuel, read it to us. Cognitive dissonance. Who got it? Avi, you have it? Oh, no service in the base. Who did that?
Mental stress or discomfort experienced by an individual who holds two or more contradictory beliefs, ideas, or values at the same time.
That's like a contradiction. It's not really what I'm describing, cognitive dissonance, then. That's when you have two things that contradict, and you don't know. So Aaron, what would be the right words? Then I taught the wrong thing. For what I'm describing, like a detachment from reality. That's not really cognitive dissonance. Dissonance is when you have two... Well, how would you explain cognitive dissonance? It says you have two contradictory beliefs. So that's a different thing. Okay. Shmuel, what did you find there? When you have two beliefs. Well, so that's something different than I'm describing. So maybe, what? No, so I'm trying to describe like detachment from reality, like not living with the reality that's there. What? Disassociation. They're right. The better word to what I'm describing, disassociation. Disassociation, Chaim, is when a guy knows something and disconnects from what he knows. So if we complain, Chaim, to a Rebbe about his son, it would be silly not to acknowledge that's his son, he loves his son. Doesn't mean you can't complain, but it means be aware that, so disassociation was the word, not cognitive dissonance, take that back. Disassociation is to step back from something you know, ignore something you know. Huh?
Like human,
Hashem loves us like Bunim. So when we daven against somebody, it's point to acknowledge he's Hashem's son and Hashem cares about him. Now you could still daven. You could say, Hashem, this person, you know, I get it. Like, but at least that awareness should be there that it's Hashem's child. A difficult child, a wayward child, a lot of tzar here, but that awareness, otherwise it's a disassociation. You're like not living a reality. Hashem loves him. Now this vart, that the most we bring out with the banim to Hashem is when we acknowledge that all of Hashem's children are His children. When we have that acknowledgement, we bring out b'chinas av. And it says Hashem's an av to all His banim. And when we acknowledge all His banim, we're bringing out the b'china of av. I like I give the following mashal and explain a certain event in yeshiva that I love, Chaim. Chaim, in many years, you and Noah will one day have beautiful families. Chaim's going to have a wonderful wife and children, amazing family. And Noah's going to have his family. You're going to decide to get together for a Shabbos. Noah's going to come to your mansion, Chaim, for Shabbos. He's going to show up, Chaim's mansion. And Noah shows up. What's the first thing you're going to do? Binyamin Avi is going to come one day to your mansion. He's going to come with his whole family in tow to your beautiful mishpacha. What's the first thing you two are doing? Sure. The first thing you should do is make his kids comfortable. You two know each other. The kids, like, he grew up living where he lives. You grew up where you live. You haven't seen each other. You're excited to see each other. I literally have this. Let's say I go to my brother for Shabbos. My brother comes to me. We love each other. My brother. Our kids, we live in different states. The kids are like anxious. They're in the back. The first job is to get the kids comfortable. I'm not ignoring my brother when I do that. I promise. I'm busy with my brother. I'm ignoring him if I ignore his kids. The first thing I do, Avi, you ask him to this. The first thing you do, you go to Binyamin's house. What are you both going to do? Make sure the kids are comfortable. And that's almost your way of greeting each other. Is this is his kids. This is a piece of him. Bra kara davoin. A son is a feet of the father. He's making the kids comfortable. I love on Shabbos and yeshiva, we greet Shabbos. And we need to get quiet during Kabbalah Shabbos. Guys have to be silent. We're greeting Shabbos. But I love before Kabbalah Shabbos, guys greet each other. I like that a lot. Guys like shalom and welcome. You know why I like it a lot? Before you greet the tata, make sure all his kids are comfortable. And I like it a lot. In the room, it's reflected. Everybody's like greeting each other, welcoming each other, hugging each other. But by the way, once we start Kabbalah Shabbos, let's greet the Rabban Shalom. Greet the tata also. So be quiet during Kabbalah Shabbos. Let's greet the tata. But first, I'm asking. So we give plenty of time before. Make sure the tata's kids are all the kindlech are comfortable and feel welcomed and wanted, and then welcome the tata. The tata comes. So I love Yuri and Yeshiva, the buzz in the room. There's like a buzz. Guys are greeting the Aleget, the Boyim and the Nimsam. There's a beautiful atmosphere of greeting each other. And then, of course, we welcome in the tata. We welcome in the Shechina. Now, the Maila based Knesset is that I'm part of a klal. And it's a Maila and Tfila because a tremendous Maila and Tfila is a Kirvis Hashem. Hashem's our Tata, who wants to hear from his Banim, who is Shayach to his Banim, and his Banim are Shayach to him. And the most we shteltsu to the most we apply ourselves to Bechinas Av is when we acknowledge Kol Yisrael as Banim also. So I bedafka pray in a place where I'm makir, others are praying for him too. I'm makir, there's a klal that are all his banim. There are people who before they daven, they're mekabel b'chinas, v'haftarech k'moicha, I'm going to love Yidden. They speak it out verbally. The famous Noam Elimelech's prayer, where he says that we should see good in Yidden. Adirabe. That prayer, many Yidden say it before davening. And they say it before davening because the more I see people, fellow Yidden, as the banim of Hashem, I am creating a matziv and shtelling tzu to bechinas avinu, and that causes prayers to be answered. My tata, I'm doch shayichtin. That's a mile in the prayer being answered. The more a guy thinks he's his own private Yid, like that he doesn't see banim of Hashem, he's pushing away from Bechinas Avinu. That's one mile of davening with a tzibur, together with all his banim. Together, there's a ganza mishpacha. I am a yachid. Each child matters in the family, but my brother is his ben also. That causes Bechinas Avinu to be more powerful, is noticing that other yidna, the banim of Hashem. My Rebbe, the Skelena Rebbe wouldn't daven if he felt he had another chesed to do for a yid, Shleimer's Rebbe also. He wouldn't daven until he finished doing chasadim for yid. If he felt like there was a yid, sometimes it would take hours. He felt like it was strengthening b'chinas avinu. Mein tata, I need to take care of the banim. When all the banim are comfortable, that he was like embarrassed. He'd speak to the tata, and the banim are like, if Avi and Binyamin are like hugging and schmoozing old friends, the kids are walking around the house like detached, like uncomfortable. They don't know what to do. There's something weird going on. If I was Avi being hosted and the host ignored my kids, I'd be like, I sort of like expanded. I have banim. The more you acknowledge the banim, brings up the kayach of Avinu to Hashem. In a certain sense, when is he Avinu? When you acknowledge that all of Klal Yisrael are his banim. When he's Hashem's ben, then he's your father. That line, if he's not your brother, I'm not your father. I'm your father means acknowledge I have a big family. That's this. In the, that explains the words of the Messiah Sesharim, the Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev L'Misha Oyev Es Yisrael. Hashem loves people who love Yidden. The more you love Yidden, you bring out Hashem's love of us. You bring out, he's our Tata. The more you're good to another Yidden, you say, he's a Ben Hashem, Tata's kids. You're bringing out Bechinas Avinu. In prayer itself, where it's a Maila, you're davening to Avinu. You're davening to Avinu and Zeretata. You're speaking to the Tatala, the most Lashon of Kirva. What brings that out is applying to Klal Yisrael. All of us are Hashem's Banim. And you daven in the place where the Banim gather, because I'm part of a Mishpacha that's Banim to you, Hashem. That's one Bechen of Tefillah B'Tzibur. I want to say that Rabbi Yochanan writes this, that a person's Tefillah is answered B'Tzibur. And Chazal speak very stark. It says a language, Reish Lakish says, whoever has a shul in his city and doesn't go is called a shachein rai, he's a bad neighbor. He's not acknowledging that all are, he's not assisting Yana, together we greet the Shechina. He's called a shachein rai, bad neighbor. He's like going at it alone. My father. It's true it's my father, it's true it's my father, but you're a father also. The guy is called the Shachin Rai. He's a bad neighbor. He doesn't daven in shul. It's a bad neighbor. It's about him only. My relationship. Our relationship. He has his own personal to each person in shul for zikr. But he's a tata of his also. You can have brothers. No, it doesn't. A father's heart expands wide. You're allowed to have brothers and we're part of families. But they're brothers to Hashem. The more we acknowledge the brothers and the brothers' closeness to Hashem, the more we bring out that he's Avinu, that he's the Tata. I wanna say to the Chevra that there's a tremendous mile of davening b'tzibur, prayer's answer. There's a tremendous power of tefillah b'tzibur. And I wanna say that this tremendous, I see in cities, the people who join the minyan, that are part of the minyan, it has tremendous power in many ways. First of all, the prayers are answered. But Yaakov, I want to describe other aspects. He's part of the tzibur. He's part of the people and creates with his friends a matzav of closeness to Hashem. And he becomes part of the group. He's part of the whole tzibur. I love in communities the people that are part of the minyan. There are other yidden, good yidden, who might struggle waking up in the morning, might struggle with the discipline. And in a certain way, they're chutz from the machna. They're out of the camp of the people that are davening, the people that are encouraging each other to serve Hashem. If a guy in yeshiva acquires that discipline, and slowly acquires that discipline, I look in yeshiva, the chevra that's part of the minyan, the chevra that gets up. I watch Maish come every morning, bright and early, to daven. Maish, what you've acquired for life, what you're acquiring for life, Maishala, is something that will stand well for you in 10 years, 30 years, 60 years. You're acquiring. Now, nobody should feel shamed. It's normal to struggle to get up in the morning. It's normal to struggle. And everybody has their own. But what somebody acquiring who works on it, first of all, the prayer is very, very powerful. And he becomes part of a chabura, a group of people who together encourage each other, that the minyans, I love the minyan goers, I love meeting the minyan people, a group of people together who plug in and encourage each other. Together they're serving Hashem. There's a tremendous power and force that you put yourself with Gutta Yidden. Guta Yidna with you, and together, Ishet Riyehu Yoimer Chazak, people encourage each other and strengthen each other and assist each other in beautiful ways. It's true the pasuk is used for Avodah Zarah, Rebezi is right, but we're taking me oivai sechakneni, for my enemy I get smart, and we're learning it for a positive purpose. If people get together, people gather together and joining minyanim, there's a tremendous strength of the minyan people. I've seen this in my life. A person gets his day started beautifully, and he's just part of Guta Yidden together. There's nothing like in any community, and I don't belong to this group, but it's something one day that the Vasikin people in a community are beautiful people.
You're coming?
You put yourself one day. Yes, he's texting. One day, halavai. But there's something beautiful, the Yidden who are up early, but even a late minyan, I like the 9 o'clock minyan too. The 9 o'clock minyan. I have Bein Azmanim, I'm very busy with the yeshiva. My son Menachem and I make a minyan, a Bein Azmanim minyan. I can't, during the year, I have a focus here. But Bein Azmanim, we try with Reb Mendi to put together a minyan, and we gather our friends together to pray to Hashem with a gorgeous minyan, and we get together and we come together. I love plugging in the morning here, and you see Yidden being mechazi, you see Aaron there, Moish there, you see the Chevra Avi in the front, the Chevra that's here. There's a tremendous power that you're plugging into a group of people together that are encouraging each other and pushing each other. It's a tremendous power. I spoke in yeshiva on Friday night about the power of a chabura. Hizdar mibnei chabura shmeim teitzei Torah. I'm going to the chasnas, chevra. The chasnas in yeshivas, we go to many weddings. I say shloimei. And one of the things I observe at the wedding, shloimei, the chasnas, of course, are reunions. And we see, besides the simcha, the chasna, and we go for that. Doesn't need a va'id. A side gain that we gain is we get to see years of guys. What I love seeing Yisrael is the chasin's chevra, the people who he supported and who supported him. You see a group of guys and they really like grew together as a group. And I love seeing, I'm not saying every guy at the wedding is part of that group, but there's always like a core group of guys that help the chasin grow and the chasin help them. There's a tremendous power in growing with a group of people that each one encourages each other. So I say as well that a minyan has that power of you're part of a chabura, a group of people who we need each other, and we're there to encourage each other. And besides being, by the way, I want to say what I really described before. Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you want to shteig and serve Hashem, but you don't like other people to serve Hashem, you're not an oyev es hamelech, you're a seinei hamelech. You hate the king. You don't like the king, you just want power because you're a big guy in the king. One of the most beautiful ways to be oyev es hamelech is to help others to serve Hashem also. Because I care about the melech, and the melech has a whole people. That's part of tefillah b'tzibur. I don't just pray. I come with my friends. I value his prayer. He values mine. We're all part of a group, a whole group of people serving Hashem. And we love Hashem, and I serve, and he serves, and we both serve. So it has that aspect. And of course, each one's mechazik each other in the service of Hashem. There's a chabura that each one encourages each other and assists each other. I see that aspect as well. So I'm really talking two different points. I started one point that ein melech b'loy am. And I see others, a base kness, a place yin dav, and I see as a whole mishpacha. And the more I acknowledge the mishpacha, I bring out b'chinas avinu, I increase my own closeness to Hashem by recognizing all his children. One of the greatest secrets to getting in with the Rebbe, anybody knows, how do you get in with the Rebbe? You're good to his son. The Rebbe's son's kids, you love them. They you love them. They're good to your son. That's pashut. We all get into a Rebbe. We're good to his sons. Dvarim pshutim. And Hashem, the more we're mechazik, the more Rebbe is going to name this year, like be good to Manny. The more, The more we're mechazek, that we're into Hashem's banim, is the closer into Hashem. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyves, Misha Oyves Yisrael. We increase our own relationship to Hashem, our own bechinas avinu, by acknowledging He has banim. In davening to Hashem, in recognizing Hashem wants to hear from me, He cares about my words, and wants me, if I can do that, acknowledging He wants all His children, see, you're increasing, you're shtelling tzu to bechinas avinu when you do that. That's one aspect of tefillah b'tzibur. I'm saying as well that when there's a chabura doing something, they encourage each other, and you're part of something each one encourages. There's so much beauty to being part of the minyan chevra in a yeshiva and in a shul and in our own lives. A guy can push himself and encourage himself. It's not easy. And there's plenty of, you know, there's a difficulty in the morning, we're tired. A guy joins, he's part of a chevra, each one, he's part of the minyan chevra. I think you've acquired something for life. If I had to say something, all of us know there are plenty of struggles in the world. And you see people get married, and over the years, the guy's not sitting in yeshiva anymore. He's not like sitting with his, and he's working. He might even be working with Goyim all day. And he's not around necessarily people that are serving Hashem all day. There's such a powerful force. The guy is part of the minyan. He's the minyan guy. He's part of the shul, and that means he sees the Rav, he lays his eyes on the Rav every day. That means he lays his eyes on other people that are praying to Hashem. He sees sincere daveners to Hashem. He's part of that. He's part of that and joins that. That's so powerful for the person. I dare say that one of the strongest, if I had a list of like top 10 guarantees, or things that would keep somebody in the fold, it's hard to say shtark. It's normal in the world, as we get older, a person can become kalya, can become very, very weak and light, and stop being serious about avodas Hashem. I would say being part of a beautiful minyan of people. It's a powerful force. That guy leaves that minyan of daveners, goes to work. He's laid eyes on a rav. He's laid eyes on chever that are praying. It's very, very powerful force in his life. So I'm saying side milus of davening. We could declare which is the thing itself, what's a side matter. The fact that he's shtelling tzu to a whole people who are banim Lashem and shtelling tzu to that puts him in a certain place and connects him to a certain thing that he stays in that place. So I wanted to make this appeal, this appeal in Tzadi. It speaks about the halacha brings this Rabbi Yochanan that a person's prayers are answered in the Beis Knesset. What the Torah says means with the tzibur. We belong together with other people serving Hashem, other banim of Hashem, who remind us that we're banim of Hashem, and we remind each other that we're banim of Hashem. It's a place here, banim gather to daven of Hashem. You're supposed to daven with banim, with tefillah b'tzibur, with such a tzibur of people. So I wanted to continue. The shachris is getting starker and starker. I'm thankful to report. Let's stay on it, chevra. Come join. Come join as much as possible. Again, each person on his pace as he's ready. It's not an all or nothing game. Come join the tzibur. And even a guy missed tefillah b'tzibur, even then there's an inyan to daven in Beis Knesset. Come here and daven. Come to the shul, you daven. And there's still an inyan. Why are you davening in here? Because I'm part of the tzibur. I'm part of the tzibur. Here the tzibur davens, and I'm part of the banim club. I'm part of the children club. I'm also a child, and so are you. And that's mechazik with the banim lashem. I on vacation, so I like davening. Interesting minyanim. I like going. We've gone all different places. We've seen. I love seeing the minyan yidden. I love like an old minyan, especially people like when davening together. I was in South Africa, and there was two choices of shuls. There was a young, hip minion, and I have a temptation to go there. I'll meet people, I know them, they know me. It's like a schmack, it's social. Then there was a minion of older people, and I went to the older people. Where it was less likely I would know anybody. And I just have something about people. They've been davening together forever. They were very excited. They had just bought a new coffee machine. They were the cutest people. They didn't know how to use the machine. They were trying to use the machine. They had just together put their money. They had only been back. They had davened together for decades. By COVID, they stopped. And they had restarted like a few months before from COVID. And they were back. They were in their 80s. They were in their, beautifully in their 80s and had a very nice minion. They all, Fred, they like corrected the chazan on something. They're geschmack. They care a lot about their minion. It was just, and they're beautiful yidden. Every day started a very early minion. I got up much earlier, and I could have gotten up later, but I like an older minion. There's something about yidden. They've been there for years. And they like, they were just like a schmack of heaven. The only thing new there was the coffee machine. The coffee machine, Morty. Morty. The only thing new there. The only thing new there, Martha, was the coffee machine. And it was just a beautiful minion. Maybe I felt young. I was a little kid there. So maybe it was like other reasons. I felt very young there. But it was a beautiful, beautiful minion of Yidden who davened together for clearly many, many years. It has a certain beauty to it. A chabura of people that encourage each other, and they get up. They don't miss that minion, and they encourage each other. And it reminds them who they are. I doubt in South Africa that minion. It wasn't a. I doubt most of them have spent their careers working with fellow Yidden. But every morning they reminded themselves we're Banim Lashem. I don't know if they would have had that in a lone place. There was something about a tzibur, a fellow Banim's club. And they see the other guy is a Ben and you're a Ben. And there they daven everything was a tremendous power. So I want to make an appeal to the Chevra. Today's Musavad is an appeal to be mechazik as much as we can. No shame, no guilt, no nothing. To be mechazik, join the minion. Come join the tzibur. Shachris, join the tzibur. Mincha, for Ma'ariv, we can come join the tzibur. We're all human, and some people are excellent at like the discipline, and excellent at that rigidity and that regimen. People like Thread. I have a friend who loves minion because he likes regiment. He like loves like things. And for me, that's the hard part of minion. I like the social aspect, getting together with my friends and encouraging each other. So minion has many aspects. I'm talking about being mechazik, we're part of the Banim Club, the children of Hashem. Yes?
What if, I mean, not going to act for a long time. What if someone would be like, they have a baby, and the baby's like crying, and the wife needs help?
I want to acknowledge a big part, and Avi's right, a big part of Yiddishkeit is balance. And I think many kids, and I say this, you have to ask a Rav, many kids have resentment to minyan, because it might have hurt family trips and complicated. There are ways to do it healthy, and there are times a father, and I say, ask the Shaila, there are probably times a father should say on the family trip, he's davening b'yichidus. It should not cost his family. There are cases, there's halacha. So Avi points out there's balance, always understanding there's Yiddishkeit, there's many aspects, and knowing what comes where, and if a guy through minion hurts his, if you would take a Cheerios box and bang your head with Cheerio boxes for a year, your kid's not going to like Cheerios. You use Cheerios to smack him. You're from Kite, should not smack your kids. So being careful, and that which is a chiyuv he has to do, there's halacha is how far he has to travel. There are rules and ways how it works. If a person uses his minion to hurt his kids, so then his kids are going to resent minyanim, by the way, because it was used to hurt them. Now, sometimes it's the halacha, he has to find out. So Avi's right, there are cases and times and all different things to balance. Yiddishkeit is broad. Certainly we have to make sure we're doing things right and not using something to hurt people. So we could study, maybe we'll study the halacha, is there halacha, certainly. Here I'm coming to make a big appeal for tefillah b'tzibur. But to say that it has to be thought of, the halacha is how far a person's mechayev to travel from. These are halachas brought down, what you do, what you don't do. I'm not here trying to learn Kol HaTorah Kula in a minute. We have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm here now to try to really push and encourage tefillah b'tzibur. There's a tremendous power. This Rabbi Yochanan Daf Ches, he says, Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas elu b'beis kneses. Pirush b'tzibur. Prayer is meant to be with your fellow yid. And something about prayer, something about bringing out where the banim of Hashem, and while you're announcing, I'm a ben, he's a ben, we're banim, that's how prayer is accepted. That evokes and brings out the power of prayer. So I want to encourage the chevra, really encourage us to try to make chizukim in this area. Yashar koyach.